a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Loggy, you will love me for this because I'm going to TikTok for this one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I am.
Hold the phone. Don't break your brain.
I am heading to TikTok. This has gone viral. Over 3 million views, which I know is not probably like stratosphere stuff for TikTok.
Yeah.
But I loved it. It caught my attention.
Yeah.
Do you consider Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Who doesn't?
Yes, of course. Good.
That's like, no. You only asked that about Die Hard.
Okay. Do you consider that one a Christmas movie? Yeah, so do I. So Home Alone, Christmas movie. Somebody has gone back and do you remember when, so Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin! has to go shopping and he goes and buys essential grocery items.
Oh, yeah, milk and fabric softener.
Yes, exactly right. Thank you. So his shopping list is TV dinner, bread, mac and cheese, cling wrap, half a gallon of milk, the laundry detergent, toilet paper, half a gallon of orange juice, a pack of Army Men, some dryer sheets.
Oh.
And he has a coupon, a $1 off coupon for the Tropicana orange juice.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the movie, it costs him
$19.83. $19.83. Wow, that's a lot of,
He pays with a $20 bill, gets a little bit of change.
Yeah.
Well, somebody on TikTok has gone back and revisited what Kevin's shopping list would cost today.
Oh, my God. This is going to be depressing.
Cost of living pressures here for you, Log.
This is so depressing.
The total. Okay? The total. And this is including, they've actually factored in the $1 off coupon as
well. Oh, really? Okay, well, that's good. You can trust it then.
Exactly right. So the Tide alone, the fabric softener, $13.
Okay, so literally, and that's they're probably only counting the one that he used because a bag of those are like $40.
Yeah, right. Well, so these are all US dollars, by the way.
Yeah, so double them. Say double them, right?
Correct.
So 13 US dollars.
Like $3 for the bread that he bought, $3.50 for the frozen mac and cheese, $4.60 for the milk, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Coming out at a total of $63.73. Plus tax in America, totaling $68, an increase of 248%.
So in Kevin, Aussie prices, he would have had to drop. He would have had to drop a green,
over 100. Yeah,
a green bean.
You'd need lettuce leaf. It's not a green bean.
I don't know. I went with something. I don't have them in my wallet.
The lettuce
Cameron.
Leaves.
I've never been able to stroke them like lettuce leaves. There's an insight for you. There's an insight. Cameron Ling just stroking the lettuce leaf.
Redo Home Alone. Kevin's screwed. He wouldn't have enough cash.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Right here. Beck. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Quick question.
Yeah.
Because Tom's not here, are we allowed to talk over the theme or not?
Oh,
you know what?
Yes.
Do whatever you want. I don't care. Here we are. What TV theme? Thanks to the biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
What TV theme?
Talk all you want, Beck.
Look, he does get a little bit special about it, doesn't he? Sensitive.
He does.
What TV theme?
You've just got to time it. Like I nearly talked over it.
Yeah, I know. No, you're doing really well.
Horror.
Can you do it again, like?
What TV theme?
So you got to be really quick with it.
On the ball for that.
What TV theme?
I'm watching James Bond on Stan at the moment.
What TV theme?
No Time to Die.
Will and Grace.
Oh.
What TV theme?
Oh, this is hard. Is Tom
what
still
TV
going?
Theme?
Yeah, still going.
Who needs
TV
Whamageddon when we're just doing what TV theme?
Oh, of course. Of course. Look, it is what TV theme for another week. Normally, Tom is in the driver's seat. He is away today. So, Beck, you have joined us for this. Thank you so much. Your names are your buzzers. I will be playing you the popular TV themes. You have to tell me what TV show it is from. Notoriously, you're both terrible. So I've made it really easy.
You are such a supportive teacher
used to
and
do
host.
Some obscure ones or ones from way back
there
when.
Are no obscure ones here. They
All
are
right.
so easy. I just, let's get on with it.
All right, hit
names
us.
Are buzzers,
hit us.
Okay?
Lingy.
Beck.
Beautiful. Here we go.
Lingy.
Oh, Lingy.
That is
you.
The OC.
Well done.
Wow.
It's not like
the OC, but
it's not like I skewed it to him, Beck, but Definitely skewed.
We don't do that.
Amisha
do we?
Barton was on the OC, so we used to watch it a bit.
Yeah, she's on Neighbours now.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I've heard.
Okay, I didn't know Neighbours was back.
Yeah, of course it is. Get with the program. Anyway, question number one, that's done.
Thank you.
You've got 1 point.
So,
Beck,
do we suck right now?
Yeah, I know. It's got nothing to do with me skewing it directly into your face. See if you can do it again. Here we go. Question number two.
Lingy.
I couldn't even get my name out.
Oh, hang on. No. Hang on. Is that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Well done.
Did you know that one?
Yes, oh, here, I can play a bit of it. Beck's going to do a rap. I just feel it.
Come on, Beck. Let loose.
I don't know all the words again.
No, you're not. Okay, you can do it in your own time. That's a win for
That's
Cameron Ling.
Keep coming, keep
That's
coming.
A ring. But do you want to keep playing?
Yeah,
let's keep playing. Here we go. Question number three.
Here's the story.
Beck.
Beck.
Oh.
The Brady Bunch.
I told you both that it was going to be competition. And we've got time. It's been such a quick round. Let's go for question number four.
Just sit right back
Lingy.
And hear
it. Oh, I'm going to give that to Lingy.
That is, I never watched it. Gilligan's Island.
How do we do it today, guys? Well done.
That's what a good host does.
Yes.
Maybe Tom just picks two random ones.
No, see, what Tom does is make it entertaining for everyone, not just you two. But thanks so much for playing along. What TV theme? Hopefully it'll be back next week. It is the most polarising Wednesday game. Thanks to the biggest lineup of entertainment, only on Stan.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. What TV theme? Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hashtag clean talk. You're across TikTok, mate.
I'm all over TikTok. I don't know what clean talk is.
I love being on clean talk. Oh. I love it. It's all like, this is how we clean grout. Easy. This is how you clean shower screens. This is how we clean a sink. This is what you should do for spring cleaning. I love it.
Oh, right. So okay. Actually useful and handy.
Yeah.
Not just pointless videos.
Mate, don't be like that. You can find, you know, statistics on football on TikTok too if you want. But
do you reckon that's what I do all day
yes,
long?
Yes, I do. Google.
Average Cameron 19.25 possessions per game.
Lings. Anyway, this year, this has never been mentioned to me. Maybe I've missed it, but I'm a clean person. I grew up in a house that is very clean. Shout out to HH, Mum. She's just nuts when it comes to cleaning. Wog cleaning, right? I never saw her do this. So if I didn't see my mum do it, it doesn't exist.
Oh.
People on TikTok this year are cleaning their artificial Christmas trees. They are bathing their artificial Christmas trees.
What, to get the dust off or something?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
They're saying that you need to do this. What? Huh? No. The smell of 12-month-old dust is what gives Christmas its particular smell.
I was all set to argue against whatever you were going to bring to the table.
I know.
But I'm 100% on your side on this. That's ridiculous. What are you supposed to soak it for
No, you don't soak it. So you can give it like a light rinse, right? You can give it like a spray rinse in the bathtub and then you can put it outside for it to dry. You can also spray it with disinfectant. You can put it in a full bath if you want. I'm not sure if that's going to ruin your Christmas tree or not, depending on what type of
sure
Christmas tree you
would.
Have.
Sure, that's I'm with you. Not only that dust smell, but also the slight little 5% fear that you have as you're setting it up that there's a little spider has made a nest deep inside one of the beds. Like, that's part of the fun.
It is indeed. And also, you know, you're over hay fever. Spring is gone. Boom. Christmas is up. Right in my nostrils again. Dust everywhere. This is how my immune system gets so strong.
Spot on.
Please don't take away the dust at Christmas. Don't be a Scrooge like that. Don't go cleaning your Christmas tree. And guess what? I'm not cleaning mine. I'm not adding it to the list of things to clean for Christmas.
No, I support you.
Thank you.
I was expecting ranty Loggy, but this is fine, Loggy.
It's still a little bit ranty, isn't it?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6am on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are talking empathy or overly empathetic towards inanimate objects, stuffed toys in your case, Log.
Mm-hmm. I always had to make sure that they just felt like they were, you know, they got quality time with me. So Winnie the Pooh got to sleep with me most nights, but sometimes I'd be looking over at Pluto and I would be like, well, you haven't had enough time with me. Let's swap you out. And then sometimes I would be like, oh, Muttley's at the back of the group. He's quite big. Let's put Muttley in the front.
I love the fact you had a toy, Muttley. That's a good one. Yeah. I admitted way more than I ever thought I would admit live on air about my connection to the song Peter Paul and Mary's song Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yes.
And the fact that Jackie stopped playing with Little Puff.
Yeah.
And it used to upset me completely.
It upsets me right now when you told me that story. Oh, God. Let's go to the phones. 5223 2955. Are you just way too empathetic to inanimate objects? Emma in Highton, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, we're teetering on the line here of crying. How are you feeling? Do you do this? Are you overcaring?
Oh, I have to admit, I'm with you both. I had two when I was a child. One was a dog and one was a panda.
Yeah.
And I had to alternate between them, and they now live with my mum, and my two daughters play with them now. And when I see them, I go, oh, I haven't seen you for so long. How are you? I miss you. Like, it's just, it's, I feel a little bit silly now. I'm like Lingy just said, saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Yes, I was and still am empathetic towards them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You're amongst
Emma.
Your people, Emma. That's fine. That is a beautiful story. It's beautiful. We've got Sarah from Belmont here who happens to be the face of the K-Rock station here. Sarah, you're not at work yet, but you've called up anyway.
Oh, Log, I can't help listening in. I love you guys. And honestly, I do. And this really connected with me because I'm one of those people too.
And
as you can see, and I hope you can see, that you are not alone. It's just the way it goes. And here's my admission. I still have my teddy from the day that I was born. And in wintertime, I make sure that he has little socks on because his feet might get cold. And I wrap him up. And I wrap him up like I have a scarf or something. You know, whatever's handy, I think, oh, he looks a bit cold. Right, so I wrap him up and then I'll notice that he's, you know, little foot sticking out. So I'll tuck him back in and I'll go, that's better, mate.
We're not surprised. Because you look after everyone here at K-Rock in the same way. But what's Teddy's name?
Yeah, what's Teddy? Give it to Ted. Ted?
It's Ted. Ted. G'day, Ted, if you're listening, I just want you to know that I love you so much, even after all these years.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.